Stag, this is reading on Thelma Scrivano. Thelma, Thelma. T as in Thomas. Thelma, Thelma. Scrivano, Scrivano. S as in Sam. Scrivano. Scrivano. Date of birth is 4/8/36. Date of visit 4/3/24. Please make copy for Anne Lind, ARNP. Lind is LIND, ANNE, Lind, LIND, ARNP. Date of consult is 4/3. Next paragraph. Dear Anne, thank you for sending Thelma Scrivano for pulmonary evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 78-year-old lady who has a history of atrial fibrillation and coronary artery disease and hyperlipidemia and hypertensive cardiovascular disease. Peripheral vascular disease has previously been documented to have a pulmonary fibrosis, and her most recent chest X-ray was on November 28, 23, which showed extensive diffuse interstitial lung disease. Period. The patient has shortness of breath and occasional cough, and denied significant sputum production. Has had a long-standing history of smoking for over 50 years, and also has had gastroesophageal reflux and has had esophageal dilatations done. The next paragraph, other past history includes history for hypertension and chronic kidney disease, Stage 2, history of COPD and coronary artery disease, and history of hyperlipidemia and chronic atrial fibrillation, previous history of pneumonia and myocardial infarct. She has had cataract surgery, also had a history of peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph. Can you mention the patient has as perfect neuropathy. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient has a history of smoking a pack per day for 52 years. No significant alcohol use. Next, allergies to sulfur and a leaf. Next line, family history, father died of old age and Alzheimer's, mother. Mother died of natural causes. Next paragraph. Review of systems of patient. Complaints of fatigue, denies weight loss. Yes, had cataracts, no glaucoma. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And there's shortness of breath and occasional cough. Denies abdominal pains, black stools, or diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, or leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. There's joint pains and muscle stiffness, and she denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, med list included Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, Stiortorespimat 2 puffs daily, and Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN, Gabapentin 100 milligrams BID PRN, and Cardizem 120 milligrams daily, and Atorvastatin 10 milligrams at HF. Next, physical exam, this average built. Elderly white female is alert, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 134/70, pulse is 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 109, saturation 98. HENT is non-phthalic, people's reactive. Sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. And fine basilar crackles. Heart, the absence of irregular for an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. The extremities reveal no edema, mild varicosities, there's no cap tenderness or swelling. Reflexes 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Extensive pulmonary fibrosis with bronchiectasis. Number 2 is a history of atrial fibrillation. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4 is a history of coronary artery disease. And next paragraph. Let's say number 5 is chronic gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 6 is COPD. Next plant patient will continue with O2 at 2.5 liters. Nasal cannula. She has been advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, QID and PRN, and also advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. She will be a candidate for pulmonary rehabilitation and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for and Lind, ARNP. Lind, L-I-N-D, ARNP. Thank you, Dr. Susan.